And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. After a round of interviews, Mayor G.T. Bynum picks four finalists out of the seven internal candidates vying to be the next Tulsa police chief: Deputy Chief Jonathan Brooks, Deputy Chief Eric Daglish, Major Wendell Franklin, and Deputy Chief Dennis Larson will go through a second round of interviews Friday before participating in a public forum. Bynum says while Chief Chuck Jordan's last day is January 31st, he's not up against a hard deadline to hire someone.
Most important thing for me is that we get the right person. And if I feel before the 1st of February that we've got that person, then we'll make that announcement. But if I don't feel that with complete certainty, then we'll take as long as we've got to take.
The forum with the finalists will be at Ellen Ochoa Elementary, 12,000 East 31st Street, at 6 p.m. After Governor Stitt granted a historic number of commutations in his first year, Chris Steele from Oklahomans for Criminal Justice Reform says that Oklahoma's on the right path, but still has more work to do.
Excessive sentences tend to make the situation worse by adding to instability, costing a lot of money for no positive outcomes. And so we need to bring our sentencing guidelines in line with national averages.
Steele hopes Governor Stitt's actions will eventually lead to Oklahoma leading the nation in its criminal justice system. Dozens of area high school students who may not go straight to college get a chance to learn about different career paths from experts in the fields. Tulsa Tech, the Martin Luther King Jr. Commemoration Society, and the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office teamed up to offer the third annual Dream Out Loud event. Nathan Hale Jr., Kiara Catholic, attended for the first time. Her interests are technology, graphic design, and animation, and she likes video games.
That's one of the things I wanted to do, like video game design, be able to like create the game and like how it works and stuff, and the characters.
Around 200 students from McLean, Central, Hale, Union, and Owosso attended. Our weather forecast: cloudy and breezy today. We'll have a high of just 40 degrees and a 20% chance of rain late this afternoon. Tonight, rain and a low of 36 degrees. Tomorrow, more rain, then possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon. We'll have a high of 46. Right now, cloudy, 30 degrees. The wind makes it feel like 17. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.